Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to another episode of the Clear the Screen show. I am Melissa Dealey.
And I am Billy Admi.
And today we have the lovely Taylina Gloss with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, ladies, for having me.
You are most welcome. We are excited to have you. And I want to introduce you to the audience. Taylina is an emotional intelligence coach and master trainer who helps high-achieving women, especially those in the alternative field of medicine, lead with emotional intelligence. She works with entrepreneurs and corporate leaders who feel burnt out from people-pleasing, overgiving, and perfectionism, and are ready to lead from a place of deep self-trust. Taylina is a trainer of NLP timeline therapy and hypnosis and teaches her clients and students how to think differently, release emotional baggage and mental baggage as well, master their EQ, and step into their next level of leadership. I love, love, love that. And I love your core belief. Emotional intelligence isn't just something you learn. It's a way of life. So thank you for being here. Look forward to diving into your story, Taylee. And I just want to jump right in because you have done all of the trainings that Billy and I have done. In fact, you are ahead of us in the Master Trainer Program, which is awesome. And I would love for you to share your journey from Victim Island, or being at effect, to Solution City, or being at cause, using the tools that you have learned on this journey.
Oh, that is such a great... So when you don't know better, you, of course, live at effect very easily, because, I mean, that the world around you reflects that to you a lot. But when you start to pay attention, and that's what I did, is I started to pay attention. And there was a training I'd taken several years back where I saw somebody and we became friends on Facebook. And the difference in them that I saw after like several years, and I was like, I wanted that. So that got me interested because I asked her, what did you do? And so that got me interested in this type of work because I had no idea what NLP was. Timeline therapy, what? And so I actually started this journey as a personal growth journey. I was never planning on being a coach or a trainer. So using these tools to go from Victim Island, you know, it was, you know, learning all these beliefs that I had around myself. That was so powerful. And just continuing, you know, being able to let go of the emotions. And when you're taking these classes, you have to not just practice doing it, but you need to experience it for yourself so that you can move. You can know what your clients in the future are going to be feeling if you do happen to want to become a coach. So, I mean, that was like the first layer. And then each class I took, it was just more and more powerful, more and more being at cause, more and more. It's like, oh, I actually do have control of how I react, you know, how I'm going to feel in a situation. And, you know, that the things around me are affected by how I view them. So
I love that. And I love that you noticed this first in someone else that you met through Facebook. This wasn't even somebody that, you know, was a family member or somebody that you saw in person, that you can actually see people's transformation over interactions that are on social media, Zoom, et cetera, et cetera. And from that, you chose to step into it. So from this work, and how many years has it been since you, you know, first decided to step into this work? I'm just interested to know the length of this journey for you.
So I was talking to this Facebook friend in 2020,
decided to go ahead and take a class. And the class was the March of 2021. So there was some pre-study stuff. So I did start in 2020, but 2021 is where everything just took a rocket ship.
You know, that timing is so cool because I know, you know, I say this all the time that I feel like the pandemic was a blessing in disguise and there really was like a global reset of we're made for more. We're meant for more. We're supposed to do more. We're not just supposed to be in our little box that society told us to be in. Right. And so it's so cool that every time we talk to people and it's like, yeah, around that time, like that's same for me, like things so shifted around that time. And it allowed me to just really take inventory of my life. And so, Taylee, I want to ask you, since that time, how has your life or the impact that you're doing now amplified since you started integrating the work that we do in a way that you never would have expected had you just been using your little conscious ego mind that most of us are trained to do, right? Now that we know we can use the 90% of our mind, how literally has your life expanded since then?
That is such a great question. It has expanded and improved and just grown so much in so many different ways. So I also have a massage practice. And I actually started noticing it between my relationships with my family and my massage practice first, because, I mean, yes, there were changes inside of me, but my massage practice actually started growing financially. I mean, it was like I was actually making not just enough money to keep it growing because it was a very expensive hobby. It's a lot of work for a really expensive hobby, but I actually started making money at it. And I was just like, oh, and it was my relationship with money, you know, that really it improved. And it was like, and then my relationship with my husband improved greatly. And we didn't have a bad relationship. We actually had a really good one. I mean, for communication and everything, we actually did really well, but it's just, it's improved and it's fascinating because I see not just myself improve, but my husband, it reflects out onto him. And he's like becoming more and more because when we got together, he was a very reserved person. And so it's not just how it had affected me, it's how it's affecting the people around me, you know, and that's been really powerful and not expected. I mean, they say, you know, perception is projection and, you know, that people are going to, that there's like a splashback from, but I mean, this has been like really significant, noticeable changes. So it's just like, oh, that's what they mean.
Isn't it wonderful when we work on ourselves and others benefit? And that's what I love about this work. I would say very similar experience with my husband as well. And, you know, even just last night, we were having this wonderful conversation talking about magnified healing, something else that Billy and I train. And I've been sending him and our group's been sending him magnified healing for bone on bone knee pain for the last 10 days. And I asked him last night, is your knee feeling any better? And he goes, yeah, it is. And I said, oh, good. We'll keep up the magnified healing. And he knew that I have trained this. He didn't really know what it was and he didn't understand it. And we had this whole conversation around it. And now he's like, wow, that's so fascinating. And, you know, open to receiving more and blown away by the possibilities, right? As opposed to, you know, somebody who's just in their conscious mind, just being shut down. And I know, Billy, you've had wonderful experiences in as you've gone through this work and how that's shifted things, you know, for your relationship with your dad and you're clearing things for your children.
Right. It really touches every area of your life, Tina, as you alluded to there, that what area of your life doesn't get affected because it's energy and we're all energy. And you know, now, as you said, like you didn't realize, and this is what I love about this work is it brings stuff to awareness that we had no idea. Like you thought you had a great massage practice and all of a sudden now you start making money. You're like, huh, I never knew I had any money issues. And now it's opening up and now more doors are opening up. And now we got connected through the Master Training Program. And so, you know, I want you to talk more about How is life just flowing for you now? That's different than, you know, before doing this work when, you know, we talk a lot about coming into alignment, right? Coming into alignment with who you are, what your purpose is, what your mission is here in this lifetime. How have things started flowing for you differently now that you are at the moment that you're at?
That's such a great question. How has it been flowing together? So just my health is like amazing. I would never have imagined my health to have gotten to where it is. I mean, it's just like everything has flowed. I mean, you don't realize all the things that are going on at the subconscious level, you know, when, you know, you're protecting yourself from things that have been gone for a long time. And so by being able to get aligned and really understanding and being willing to continue learning, it's really helped me. And because I was 227 pounds for a really long time. And in 2022, after having been around this work and deciding to take the trainers, NLP trainers training, right after I got back, I started a program that taught me about the body. And, you know, honestly, that was probably one of the hugest alignments that I had at that time, was that I was willing to do something that had always been, I would have like passed it off. It's like, no, I don't have the time. I don't have the money. And I was just like, no, I need to do this for myself. So through that program, I understood why the things that I had been doing didn't work anymore, or didn't work for me. And I ended up losing 55 pounds.
Wow.
So much healthier mind, body, spirit, you know, that it's, we're not just one, a whole bunch of different parts. We're one unit, all of us working together to get us through life. So I guess it's been a process of aligning mind, body, and spirit.
The four bodies too, right?
Yes.
Not just we talk about the three minds, you know, your conscious, your unconscious, your higher self, or conscious, whatever, you know, there's so many different words for it these days. And then the four bodies, the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual body. And, you know, a lot of people, that part of it, and even Melissa and I can speak to this, that we didn't even know there was that many parts to us, right? And how can you deal with those parts of you unless you know they even exist? Like, we used to have this understanding that the unconscious mind, okay, runs our body, you know, it pumps our blood, it tells our heart to pump or to beat. And yet we don't realize it's running 95% of our life. 95%, not just, you know, a little bit, like majority of it. And so I want to ask you this question. I know we're going off, you know, the script here, and I just tend to go wherever it goes. Now that you know what you know, Talina, how do you use that 90% of your mind that we don't tend to tap into to know? Run your business, run your life, run your relationships, because it is so much more powerful.
Oh, that. Wow. How do I? So I actually got really lucky as in the fact that I actually trusted my unconscious mind long before most people would even start doing that. So what this way of thinking and these tools have allowed me to do is just get more clear with how I communicate with it. So it's just like, I set goals now and they're like done. It's just done, you know, and I don't know if that's answering your question.
Just to be really clear there, I want to say you set goals there and done means achieved.
Yes.
Not just done the process of goal setting, the goal.
Right.
Now achieved.
Yes.
Like that.
So at 16, I always wanted a Jeep Wrangler. Okay, so last year, I found out that they make hybrid versions of a Jeep Wrangler. I did not know they did. They started doing that in 21. And that, so one of the reasons that I always held off is that I didn't want something that was a gas guzzler.
Right.
Yeah. So I was just like, okay, I found that out. We were making the money that we needed to make to get it. And so we went to the dealership and we sat in different Jeeps. And I was just like, this is it. This is my Jeep. So it took me, you know, doing all of that work to achieve my 16-year-old self's goal. And I've had that vehicle for a year now, and I am still so, like, if you love a thing, it's as close to loving a thing as I can. I love driving it. It's so much fun. My husband, whenever he's driving with me, he's like, he's usually the one driving, because he's like, I don't get to drive it very often. So it's just like, and instead of, you know, when I found out that it was a hybrid, it literally took from Sunday to Wednesday. And that, I mean, just what, 4 days. So that's the difference between, you know, just goal setting and the goal getting. It's just like, oh, this is it. Now we can do it.
Because the resources are provided to you because you can access them through the unconscious mind. And you've got the beautiful rapport.
Yeah.
This work is so powerful. And I love how you're using it every single day. And at this point, it's so unconscious that you have to stop and think about how you're using the tools, because it's so ingrained, right? You've made it a lifestyle, which is absolutely beautiful. And that's what we really want people to do. So I want to ask you, though, was there one moment or breakthrough during this work where you truly felt your identity shift, or where something just clicked at the level of your unconscious mind?
During the master practitioner training, there's that whole like 2-3 day time where you're doing breakthroughs with a partner. And when we got done with my breakthrough, it was like the most transformative, the most powerful shift in my being in that moment. I had, for the first time in my life, I had that deep sense of knowing and just realizing that I'm here for a greater purpose than just to, you know, raise my kids and, you know, just exist. So it was really powerful, just becoming Taylina in a whole new level.
I love that.
Say more. Tell us more about that. I know the reason why we call it a breakthrough is because you are literally breaking through your own ceiling that you have created for yourself in your little ego mind, saying, this is as good as I can be. No, when you break through it, what opened up for you? Like, what possibilities opened up for you that you were like, huh, I never thought I could actually even do this?
So I held, for a long, long time, I held a lot of guilt for how my girls were raised. Because my ex was not a very present parent. So, and I felt like I had failed my girls. So honestly, during the process of the breakthrough, when I let that go, when I was able to really, you know, realize that they actually are amazing, amazing young women. I mean, they have gone miles farther than they probably would have if I had raised them any other way. And I was just like, okay, I can see now. I didn't fail them at all. And it was just, that was really, really powerful for me, because I think because I was so afraid of failing others that I was holding myself back.
Wow. That's huge, Taylina, because I know, especially being a mom, the amount of worry and anxiety and stress and guilt of, am I doing this right? Am I failing them? Am I being a good mom? And I know when I went through my breakthrough in the master prac, our part, you know how powerful parts integration is. My part was, I want to be a kick-ass entrepreneur businesswoman, and the part of me that wants to be a good mom. And they were battling each other, because to me, I was like, okay, if I'm going to do one, then I'm going to not be a good mom. Or if I'm a good mom, then I can't succeed. And it was like, and I, of course, we integrated it and we put it in. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's the same thing. It's all the same. And it's all for the same goal. And it's just this internal battle that we spend so much unnecessary energy with ourselves, not with even anybody else except our own minds. And when I say like little mind to big mind, that's so huge. And I want to maybe add on to like dig deeper into this, because I think this is going to really resonate with people a lot, is how has it improved your relationship with your daughters now?
So initially, I think they were really skeptical because, I mean, mom was one way for a really long time. And there's been those subtle shifts, you know, and they're not here to see the big, you know, the transition. So honestly, they feel that they can talk to me more because I'm not trying to fix them. Because I always used to try to fix them. That's like, or fix things for them. And that's not what they needed. Maybe a little bit of perspective, but that was it. And so the relationship with them has gotten so much better. And I actually told them about, you know, how I used to feel, you know, and they're like, oh no, mom, you did great. Yeah. And I was just like, and hearing that from them has been very powerful for me, you know. So,
and I think that's such a powerful message to send to parents, not just moms, but parents in general, where our children need to learn their own lessons. And, you know, when we, you know, there's so much helicopter parenting out there now. And I used to be the way, like, I'm still sometimes I get like, what if this happens? What if that happens? And I tell myself that they're on their journey. They signed their own soul contracts. I didn't sign it for them. Right. I signed my own and I'm only responsible for my own. And of course, we want to raise kind, you know, conscious, you know, human beings that are, you know, giving back to humanity. However, they need to learn. And it honestly gave me this like, whew, okay, I don't know. It's not all on me. Right. Like they're on their journey. And, you know, I'm a single mom and, you know, I don't agree with some of the things that their father does. And I'm like, that's okay. Because yeah. They signed their contract with their father. I didn't sign it for them. They just signed it with me. And it's my job and my responsibility to do the best that I believe that I can be in this lifetime. And it was almost like it kind of gave me a breather that, okay, I just did what I was supposed to do. And I'm not responsible for anybody else. And the same thing when we do this work as a coach and, you know, as a trainer, we are not responsible for other people's success. We are only responsible for our own success. So maybe we'll kind of guide the conversation there is, you know, how has, now that you know how important our thought process is and the way that we show up for ourselves, how has that shifted your life knowing that now you show up for yourself in a more aligned way as opposed to, you know, little mind way, ego way?
I find it fascinating because I do have a tendency to make an impact on the people around me. And they oftentimes are like giving me credit for, it's like, oh, because of you and your work with NLP that I've got this success or this thing going on in my life. And it's like, it's just so good. And I was like, that is amazing that you're getting those results. And I was just like, I appreciate the acknowledgement that I was part of their journey, but it's not about the acknowledgements. So, you know, it's, yes, I want to make an impact. Yes, I love, you know, that the being able to think about things differently, because we're usually so focused on us and our own world. But if you look at the bigger picture, I mean, there is so much good that can be done out there. And literally the work starts on the inside.
It's beautiful. And it leads us literally into the next question that I have for you. And that is about amplifying your impact. As you said, there's so much good to be done out there. So how has this work that you've embraced so fully allowed you to amplify your impact and do more good in the world? And how are you helping others?
Wow. So like I said, when I started this journey, it was just for personal growth. It was never intended for me to impact others. But once I got done with the Master Trainer program, I realized, and even through NLPTT, I was like, I wasn't sure that I had the gifts to help other people.
not on a full scale, but as I've gone along, I have noticed the lives that I have impacted, the people I have worked with in coaching and trainings and whatnot, and how much better their lives are for having experienced it. And I was just like, oh, this is, yeah. So this is a direction that, I mean, I can give massages, you know, but you know, they come back with the same problems over and over again. I was just like, because they're not taking care of the root cause of the problem. Right. Now, and we know that most physical ailments and physiological problems are stuff from the unconscious mind not getting the resolution it's looking for. Right. And I was just like, well, I could stay doing massage, but I'm never going to be able to help people the way I can as a coach and trainer.
And not to mention, because we see a lot of massage therapists coming into this work, that being a massage therapist is physically demanding on your body. And as massage therapists, you know, progress through life, they're like, well, how long can I keep doing this for? Right? And they're attracted to this work because they're a healer at heart and realize that this is something that I can do forever because I don't have to be physically, you know, touching and massaging people's bodies anymore. I'm literally massaging their neurology.
Yeah.
Into something that better serves them. And that can be done over Zoom or in person and doesn't have the same physical demands.
Sure. I mean, you can coach or train from a beach if you want to.
Exactly. So it opens up all sorts of possibilities for people. So I love that. And I'd love for you to share too. As you said, you didn't plan to be a coach. So you have obviously followed the guidance of the universe that's been directing you here, right? You thought you were coming. And again, thinking is the conscious mind, right? You thought you were coming for self-development. And it's become so much more than that because the other 90% is saying, do this daily. Keep following these breadcrumbs. So how are you now serving others and what has it morphed into?
So it's still very, very much in transition. There are a lot of things that I've experienced in my life that I'm still working to overcome. But as I'm overcoming them, as I am gathering resources and lovely people like you guys around me, I am like, okay, this is my slingshot moment, you know? There was like this, there's been this buildup for the last 4 years. And while I've made impact, I've helped coach people, I've done trainings. This is like, I feel like I'm on the precipice of being completely and totally launched and really making a difference in the world. Because whether people realize they need this work or not, everybody needs this work. Not a single one of us doesn't need this work.
And really, when we talk about this work, it's learning how to connect with our unconscious mind and learn the tools to do that is literally what this is.
Yep.
And that allows us to fully use our mind because now we're accessing not just the 10%, the 90% too, and be in our power, become the person that we were always meant to be and live that life of ease and flow. We're not pushing anymore. We're not forcing anymore. Versus, you know, having the conscious thought of this is who I'm supposed to be. And then it being, you know, a forceful, difficult journey to get there. Yeah. And as we always say, if it's hard, you're doing it wrong. You're using the wrong tool for the job.
Seriously. And I love the name of your company, Evolution U, because really it is an evolution. It's not a one and done. You know, you don't just go to the gym once and be like, okay, I'm healthy. I'm good. I got checked, right? And this is a lifestyle. And this is why I think we share this similarity of those that, you know, just start with self and then realize that, you know, if I can give you a fish, you'll eat for a day. However, if I can teach you how to fish, now you can eat for life. And this is the concept of, you know, us teaching people these resources, right? And again, community, right? Now we got connected and now you're going to come into our school And like Melissa and I, when we first got together, we were like, why not do this together? It's a lot to hold this kind of space, and the kind of container that we create has to be safe so that people can have those transformations, because it's sometimes could be a scary place for people because they've never gone there. And the more we have, you know, the community to hold that type of energy, I mean, this is why we called it Amplify Impact Academy. Like, how can we amplify our impact together, right? How can we help others evolve? Because that's what we came here to do, right? The more I learn about spirituality, I'm like, we got it all wrong, people.
We really have.
Been doing things the hard way.
Yes.
Right? When we just live in our ego mind and our little conscious mind in this little 3D world, this little bucket that we live in, this box, we're doing it all wrong because that's the hard way to do it. And life was not meant to be hard. As Melissa said, if it's hard, you're doing it wrong. Life should be flowing. I love that you said that word, Talina, slingshot. It's that now you see, like, these are resources that have come into your life, right? And now this book that now we have, that you have joined us in, is another one of those slingshot moments where who knows how many lives are going to be touched just by listening to your story here in this book, right? In this podcast, in this show. And so what would you say to other people that are, you know, on that kind of fence of, well, should I not? Like, is this meant for me? Because I know we all have those moments of, well, that's not me. That's not for me. That's for them, right? I can't be successful in that. I can't do this. You know, cancel. All those, the negative Nellies that come into your mind. What would you say to that person that's listening if they're resonating with, well, maybe that could be me too? What would you say to that person?
Do it. Just do it. Because honestly, I mean, it doesn't matter if you want to be a coach or if you want to be a trainer or if you want to be a consultant. If you want to climb a ladder, it doesn't matter that the change that it makes in you at the cellular level is so powerful that if you think you can't right now, when you get done, you know you can.
Oh, I love that.
No, you can.
I love that. And I remember hearing this term, cellular level.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah. Yes.
It really is that cellular, like that deep, deep, deep part of your soul that knows that you are meant for greatness. We've done.
Yeah. So I have a friend that she talks about microbiota, which is like the even smaller particles of energy around us, in us, through us, all around, you know. And I would say that it's just existence itself is meant to be elevated, you know, and just the energy itself is meant to be elevated. Which is why we have this experience, this human experience, because that's all it is. We never lose the energy that is us.
Yeah.
Feel it. So profound.
So exciting.
And I love your just do it. And what you said earlier, that this is for everyone, because we love to say these are life skills, right? You know, you become a better parent, you become a better leader, you become a better partner, as you and I both experienced. You know, we had one fellow take this training because he wanted to improve his golf game, right? Because he knew mindset and the thoughts that were running through his mind were impacting the game. And if he could control that, then his game would improve. And it did, right? As you said, there is literally no one this can't benefit. And quite frankly, we believe that this can be taught to kindergartners in school. This isn't not rocket science. You know, you don't have to have graduated from university in order to be able to learn these skills. You know, Billy's teaches them to her kids. They know how to manage their state, et cetera, right? So imagine if we could get this into the school system, and instead of the school system just focusing on the conscious mind, let's teach our young kids about their unconscious mind, because they're in it for the first 7 to 9 years of their life anyway. If they're already there. And then right now, the programming is that we rip them out and ignore that part and put them in the conscious mind and go, now just do this.
Yeah.
And limit them.
I know. Crazy.
Go backwards.
And how
we got backwards.
How empowering is that to children as well? You know, like my 8-year-old daughter ran a state management technique in one of our courses when one of our students was having, you know, shit comes up, right? It just, or stuff comes up, I should be swearing. Stuff comes up. And sometimes you come up against it. And she was young enough, because they're around me when I'm teaching, to recognize it. And she came up to me and said, Mommy, maybe we should do the sun strategy. You know, the IR switch. And I said, I was like, yeah, that's a great idea. Do you want to run it? And she ran it for the whole class. And it was, I was like, one of my proudest mom moments, because I know that I'm empowering them to understand that even when they have a bad day, it's okay. It's not their end of the world, that they have the power to change it. And now they have the power to help others change it. And that's the whole concept of one hand up, one hand down, right? We grow ourselves. We help others lift, right? It's that the rising tide raises all ships. So it's such a fun world that we're in. And I'm so glad, Taylee, that we got connected. And now, you know, we're in the same time zone, which is a huge thing. That's one of the reasons why Melissa and I decided to join forces. Was like, oh, we're in the same time zone. We don't have to be up till 3 a.m. doing courses anymore. We can do it at a normal time.
For sure. There is nothing like, but you know what? That shows determination and dedication. If you think about it, you know, somebody that is willing to stay up until 2 or 3 a.m. assisting at another training or being part of another training is just, that is actually, you know that some people are doing big things when they're doing that kind of stuff, because you don't do that in your comfort zone. Not unless you're a night owl to begin with. And I am not.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Well, we always say in our trainings that, you know, growth is always uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
As if it was comfortable when you wouldn't grow. And it's always inconvenient. And majority of the programming says, well, when I have enough money, when I have enough time, I'll do this. When I have enough energy, we're like, that's never going to come then.
Oh.
You want things bad enough, put the time, money, and energy into it, and it will happen.
Yes.
And we were all proof of that we did. You know, I was working full time when I started this training, and I, you know, got my kids sorted as a single mom, and I got it done. And that just shows the universe that when you want something bad enough, it will bring you the resources, and then life will begin flowing. However, it needs your commitment first.
Yes. Yes. Isn't that so true? It needs your commitment first.
Yes.
It's just like I got a message from my unconscious mind during the last training I assisted at. And it was just like, you need to back off your massage practice. That's the only way you're going to have time and money to actually build what you need to build, because this is where you need to be.
Yeah.
That's where you needed to be to get here. But this is where you need to be. So I've set into motion. It wasn't just the message. I actually set into motion. I'm letting go of insurance clients. I'm raising my rates, you know, and yeah, I know it's just baby steps, but it's actually going to leave me space in my calendar, and I'll still be able to pay the bills, right? And then I've got lovely people like you willing to let me be a part of your trainings. And I'm just like, I'm so excited to be able to walk alongside you for however long we deem it worthwhile for all.
And we love that too, because we like to have more trainers in our training to overview all of the students and make sure the students are getting the learning they need and the muscle memory is being created properly.
And the transformation.
And the transformation. And each of us as trainers, we also bring in our, you know, different expertise, our own stories, our et cetera, that different students relate to. And so we love collaborating with other trainers. So thank you for being willing to join us. And thank you for being here today, Taylee. I have one last question for you, completely up to you as to whether you want to answer it, which is why I saved it till the end. And that is, at the beginning, you mentioned you found that you had so many beliefs that you needed to let go of when you first started this work. And that's, you know, letting go of them shifted your life. And I just wanted to ask, what is the biggest belief that you had that came into your awareness that you have let go of because it was no longer serving you?
It sounds like a really simple belief that would be really easy to take care of, but this one had a lot of layers, and it was the not good enough.
Yeah.
And it has taken a few cleanups because, like I said, there were layers to it and it wasn't just one experience. So it's, yeah. But as it's cleaned up, I feel like that one is completely gone now. And that has really, really shifted.
Beautiful.
The world for me.
As you say that, it brings back to, you know, talking about the guilt you had around raising your daughter. So that was a piece of it, right? Not being a good enough mother and et cetera. So as you release that belief that has all these layers, it shows up in all these different aspects of your life. And that's what's so powerful about this work is, you know, we build these beliefs in our young years and we carry them through life until we release them. And most people don't know they can be released and that we can rewire neurology. And that's why we have this podcast. It's why we're putting this book out, to just get the message out, to let more people know this is possible. And you're such a wonderful testament to having done the work for yourself. So thank you for coming today and sharing your story.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you, Billy.
Nice having you, Taylee. Like for all that's to come.
And if people want to get hold of you for, you know, learning more about your work and your one-to-one coaching, et cetera, how could they get hold of you?
The easiest way to get a hold of me is through info@educatedevolution.com.
I am in the States, so I do have a phone number that they can reach out to me. That's 503-583-4020.
Beautiful. We'll have that in the show notes as well. Perfect. Thank you again for being here. And we look forward to seeing you again really soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.